You're listening to SBS News.
The former New South Wales Deputy Premier, John Barilaro, has suddenly withdrawn from a $500,000 a year Trade Commissioner job just weeks before he was due to fly to New York to take up the role. It follows months of speculation about the appointment, made at the end of Gladys Berejiklian's tenure as Premier. Last week, the now Premier, Dominic Perrottet, announced an investigation.
Well, I've directed the Secretary of the Department of Premier and Cabinet to conduct a review. He will provide that report to me. I will review it and I will make it public.
John Barilaro had been named the state's Trade Commissioner to the United States. During his time in the Berejiklian ministry, he had not only served as Deputy Premier, but was also the minister who oversaw the creation of trade envoy roles around the globe. And it now appeared that he would be taking up one of the very nice postings that he himself had created. Emails obtained by the State Labor Party shed further light on the recruitment process. In September last year, when Mr. Barilaro was still in state politics, interviews had been carried out and a preferred candidate identified. That was senior public servant Jenny West, a former manager at Westpac and Telstra, and the deputy secretary at Investment New South Wales. A draft contract was being drawn up when Investment New South Wales's general counsel wrote to the head of human resources saying,
"We are now asked to consider whether there are alternative methods that trade commissioners could be employed. Specifically, we have been asked whether there is an option for ministerial appointments."
Then on October 1st, Gladys Berejiklian announced that she was stepping down as Premier amidst an ongoing investigation by the state's corruption agency ICAC. 2 days later, the CEO of Investment New South Wales, Amy Brown, emailed the recruiter.
"I appreciate you'll keep this confidential, but we've now had confirmed instructions to commence the preparation of legislation to convert the Global Senior Trade and Investment Commissioners to statutory officers, that is, ministerial appointments. This means that the recruitment process for trade commissioner positions in Singapore, India, Middle East and China will need to be ceased. We will be handling the New York position as an internal matter."
The next day, John Barilaro announced he too was resigning from politics.
I am leaving politics and I'll look to a new career. I turned 50 in November, maybe a bit of a midlife crisis, but I am definitely thinking about what's next. I'm going to take some time out.
At some point after Mr. Barilaro resigned and his successor Stuart Ayres became Investment and Trade Minister, it appears the process returned to having the public service select the candidate. But despite only a few days passing, Amy Brown told this week's inquiry that the distressed calls to Jenny West meant that it was too late to reinstate the original offer.
"The fact that we couldn't appoint anyone for some period of time, and the fact that she was very unhappy with the arrangements and government, the whole situation felt quite irreconcilable."
Ms. Brown also revealed to the inquiry that it was the then Deputy Premier who intervened and changed the recruitment process while he was the Minister for Industry and Trade.
"I believe the request was made from a particular minister's office."
"Which minister's office?"
"The Deputy Premier's office."
"Did he in any way convey that this was a request from the Deputy Premier himself?"
Yes, it was a decision of government. It would have come through the responsible minister, being the Minister for Industry and Trade, Mr. John Barilaro."
The job was then re-advertised and Mr. Barilaro applied. After interviews, he was ranked second amongst the candidates. Ms. Brown brought the top contender to meet with Stuart Ayres before deciding that they wouldn't be a good fit for the role. A formal offer was then made to Mr. Barilaro. It brings into question another matter for the inquiry, which is why the final decision maker in the former Deputy Premier's appointment was Ms. Brown, who reported to Mr. Barilaro when he looked after the investment and trade portfolio. At the end of the day, all of the speculation proved too great and the clouds too many for him to reasonably continue in the role. Executive Director of the Ethics Centre, Dr. Simon Longstaff, says that the whole matter calls into question integrity in the public service.
"The trouble is, I think, that the waters have been really muddied by a succession of reports about process being varied, about a job being offered to someone who seemed to be eminently qualified, only to have that withdrawn. And all of it looks like these changes were made in anticipation of conferring a benefit upon the former minister who had established the very role. And the one thing that we all know is that public power should never be used for private benefit.
Independent MP Zali Steggall was elected to her federal New South Wales seat in 2019, running on a platform of returning integrity to politics. She says a politics-weary public has had enough.
Australians are demanding more, better integrity and accountability of all levels of government, and are getting more and more frustrated when these examples come up where there's clearly not a proper process. Like if this was the private sector, it just doesn't, you can't do it that way, right? If you're going to have promotions and, you know, career advancement, there has to be proper process and checks. And because we're talking public money and significant public money, it's quite amazing that it all happened the way it did. But look, it probably shows that I'm sure this is how it's been done for a long time.
The perception is becoming prevalent amongst many voters, especially when elected officials find themselves in publicly funded jobs in their post-political careers. Former Federal Treasurer Joe Hockey, while in government, famously said that what he called the age of entitlement had to end, regularly promoting the virtues of the private sector. After quitting politics, however, he went immediately into the public service as Australian ambassador to the United States. Andrew Robb had served as the Federal Trade Minister in the Turnbull government and approved the lease of the Port of Darwin for 99 years to Landbridge Group. The following year, Mr. Robb accepted an $880,000 per annum role with Landbridge as soon as he left politics. And then last year, former New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian resigned amidst an ICAC investigation into whether she deliberately misled the public. Months later, she was announced as the head of enterprise, business and institutional for telecommunications giant Optus. Zali Steggall says the most recent federal election indicated that voters want transparency and accountability when it comes to decision making.
If you're going to make decisions, they have to stack up to independent scrutiny. And way too often they don't. And I would argue you see it from both sides, right? This is not a one side of the political spectrum. You see it from both sides, that really high-level cronyism. And it highlights the importance that we need a federal ICAC that has strong powers. And I think that's work that needs to be prioritised at a federal level.
During its federal election campaign, Labor promised to legislate a National Anti-Corruption Commission by the end of 2022. Tina Quinn, SBS News.